Now we present time for Pastor Scott.
Well, good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
午安，弟兄姐妹们。
Today we're going to continue our series Alive.
今天我们继续我们的系列，活着。
And we're looking at encounters that Jesus has with his disciples during the 40 days between his resurrection and ascension into heaven.
今天我们要看到这段经文，就是耶稣死后复活后40天，到他这个升天的40天之内，他跟他的门徒的经历。
The theme verse is Acts 1, verse 3.
那同样的这个经节可以在这《使徒行传》里1章3节可以看到。
He presented himself alive to them after his suffering by many proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God.
他受害之后，用许多的凭据将自己活活的显给使徒看，40天之久向他们显现。
Let's pray.
Let's, Lord,
we thank you for your word, and we ask that you would speak to us today through your word. Lord, open our eyes to see you and bless us through the preaching of your word. We ask in Jesus' name, amen.
天父，我们感谢你，借着你的话，你向我们说话，我们求你啊。 把我们的眼打开，让我们能够明白，我们奉主耶稣的名祈求，阿门。阿门。
10-year-old Phineas was up early.
这有一个十岁的孩子叫Phineas。
He packed his bag and he climbed into a wagon with his father for a journey he had been anticipating.
他打好行李，要跟他的父亲去外出。
The year was 1820, and Phineas was going to visit an island, his island.
那这个是发生在1820年，那Phineas要去访问一个岛。
On the day he was born, his grandfather gave him a deed to this island in Connecticut that was called Ivy Island.
那么他生的时候呢，他的父母就给他准备了一处这个地产，是在康州的一个岛上。
And now for the first time, Phineas would see it.
那这个
As they neared the island, his dad pointed to a meadow from where he could view Ivy Island.
那么当他们快到的时候，他的父亲就给他领到一个地方，那可以，他可以看到那个岛。Phineas,
overjoyed, jumped from the wagon and raced through the meadow.
那这个Phineas就 看到就非常的高兴，禁不住的跳起来。But
when he saw the island, his heart sank.
但是他真正的看到这个岛的时候，他的这个心一下沉下来了。Ivy
Island was nothing more than 5 acres of snake-infested marshland.
那这个岛叫Ivy Island，Ivy 岛。 只是一个很荒凉，到处都有蛇的一个岛。His
father told him it was a generous gift, but it was worthless.
他的爸爸跟他说这是一个很值钱的一个礼物，但是他觉得好像一点都不值。The
whole thing had been a cruel joke.
他认为就是所有这些都成一个笑话。And
Phineas became the laughing stock of his family.
那这个故事就变成对别人来说是个笑话。But
Phineas didn't laugh.
但是这个小孩他没有笑。Nor
did he forget.
他也没有忘记。That
disappointment shaped his life.
他没有忘记这个失望给他一生带来的这个经历。
And having been fooled himself, he went on to make a career of fooling other people.
那这个他被好像被欺骗的这个故事，他接着就是在他的生命之中以后，他也以这个以欺骗别人的这个方式开始他的职业。
He was the man who coined the phrase, "There's a sucker, a fool, who is born every minute."
那他的有一句话就被记录下来，就是怎么去欺骗人。
You don't know him as Phineas.
我们大家都不知道这个人。
You know him, if you know him at all, as P.T.
你可能知道他不知道他的名字，但是如果说把他变成这个叫P.T.，你们大家都会知道。
P.T. Barnum, the founder of a circus which was called the greatest show on earth.
P.T. 是一个马戏团，也就是说怎么去变马术，变这个魔术给大家。
Brothers and sisters, some of you have known the disappointment and hurt that Phineas experienced.
弟兄姐妹们，你们可能有过相同的这个经历，就是生活当中有些这个非常失望的时刻。
The discouragement you feel when someone lets you down.
那个时候你可能觉得人家都对不起你。
What it's like to be hurt by someone you love.
那也可能是被你所喜爱的人伤害。
The pain of having people laugh at you.
也可能被别人嘲笑的经历。
But sometimes we can even feel this way toward God.
那有的时候我们即使对神 我们也有同样的经历,
thinking that God has let us down or abandoned us.
那个时候我们想，可能想到神不要我们，把我们抛弃了。
And we're disappointed when he doesn't seem to act the way he promised or that we expected.
当我们期望一些事情发生的时候而没有发生，我们就感到很失望。
And maybe if we're honest, we sometimes find ourselves wondering if our Christian faith is just one cruel joke.
那有的时候我们可能会问我们自己，我们的这个信仰是不是只是一个笑料。
These feelings and thoughts can lead to despair.
这样的想法会让我们有时候会绝望。
And today in our passage here in Luke chapter 24, we meet two disciples who felt this way as they walked on a road to Emmaus.
那今天我们就看到这个圣经里头这个故事，有两个门徒，他们要到一个村子叫以马忤斯的地方，那他们就有这种痛苦的经历。
Their disappointment with Jesus led to discouragement and despair.
他们就是听到这个耶稣这个故事，让他们觉得很绝望。In
the first part of our passage, we actually find several symptoms of the despair they were experiencing.
那这个故事的第一部分，我们能看到这两个门徒他们绝望的一些症状。We
find first that they were confused.
首先我们看到他们很这个 很不明白。
We see this in verses 13 to 16.
我们可以从这个第十三节到第十六节。
The disciples are talking and discussing about everything that had happened.
那这两个门徒就讨论，彼此讨论所遇见的一切事。
They're confused. They're trying to make sense out of what took place.
就是他们对这个所发生的事情都很糊涂，都表示不明白。And
you know, brothers and sisters, there are times when we feel the same way.
弟兄姐妹们，我们知道我们有时候也会同样的这个事情会发生在我们身上。
We've trusted in Christ as our Savior, but we're confused by what that means for our lives today.
我们有时候相信神是我们的救主, 但是我们有时候对发生的事情我们不明白。
And the simple truth is that Christianity as a religion apart from Christ is confusing.
实际上关于这个基督教的这个事情有很多时候是这种我们不明白糊涂的时候。
The second symptom of the despair of these disciples is their sadness.
第二个绝望时的表现可以表现成伤心。
In Luke 24, look at verse 17.
那我们看这个路加福音24章17节。
When Jesus speaks with them, they stood still, it says, looking sad.
那这里看的，当耶稣问他们的时候，他们站住，脸上带着愁容。
Why were they sad?
他们为什么面带愁容呢?
Well, they'd lost their prophet, Jesus.
他们失去了这个先知耶稣。
They saw him sentenced, crucified, buried, dead.
他们看到耶稣被审判，被这个处以十字架的刑罚，然后死掉。
And I wonder, maybe that's why we have so many sad Christians today.
那我常常就是问，是不是今天我们为什么我们有这么多基督徒也是这样的这个愁？For
them, Jesus isn't alive in any significant way.
那对他们来说，耶稣可能就是不还不是像这个这种复活的样子。They
basically are following a dead Christ, religion without reality.
那他们是在跟着一个死的这个基督，跟着一个还没有活的这个基督。If
Jesus were actually dead, we would have every reason to be sad.
如果耶稣真的是死，那我们很就有理由是发愁的。Third,
their despair led to a loss of hope.
那最后一个第三条就是。 如果绝望的时候会带来失望。
In verses 20 to 21, we see that they had given up all hope.
那我们看到这个20到21节, 他们觉得没有希望。
Jesus was to be their Messiah, their Redeemer, but now their hope died with Jesus.
耶稣来的时候他们把他当成这个救世主，这个救赎者。
For them, God's promises remained unfulfilled.
对他们来说，这个神的应许还没有实现。
And you know, brothers and sisters, today I find many believers who are likewise beginning to lose hope.
弟兄姐妹，我今天发现也有很多这个基督徒，就像他们一样，感到没有希望。
They just don't understand what's happening in the world.
他们就是不明对世间今世发生的一切，他们不明白。
God is not acting how they expect.
神对很多事情好像没有作为，这不是他们所想象的。So
hope begins to slip away.
所以这个希望一点一点在没有，在减少。
But hope, despair does something more.
但是绝望有的时候会带来更多的。Despair
can so cloud our vision that it can blind us to the very presence of God.
那这个绝望能把我们对神的印象完完全全的变模糊。Look
back to verses 16 and 17.
那我们看一下这个第16节。
Jesus drew near and went with them.
耶稣走到他们跟前。The
disciples are walking with the living, resurrected Lord Jesus.
这两个门徒和这个活着的复活的主亲自在一起同行。
They're walking with him. They're talking with him.
他和他们一起行走，和他们一起说话。
But they're not able to recognize him.
但是他们的眼睛迷糊了，不认识他。
Again, for me, this is a picture of many believers today.
这同样对我来说，这就是很多基督徒的这个样子。
Maybe even some of you find yourselves struggling with despair.
其实在座的，可能有些人也会遇到这种绝望的状态。
Believers who are confused and sad and starting to lose hope.
这个信徒会感觉到困惑，感觉到伤心，感觉到失望。
Blind to the reality that Jesus is alive.
那他们对这个耶稣已经复活，仍然活着的耶稣，他们是眼睛看不见。
But brothers and sisters, despair does something else.
弟兄姐妹们，这个绝望也会带来另外一些情形。
It not only clouds our vision, it hardens our hearts.
不光有时候把我们的视力带来模糊，也会把我们的心带来这个硬化。
This is incredible. Not only are they walking with the living Lord Jesus, but it's the third day since he was crucified.
这有点奇怪，他们在这个跟耶稣一起行走，但这已经是耶稣复活的第三天。
The very day that Jesus said he would rise again.
那一天正好是耶稣说过他要复活。
And they even had news that morning from some of the women, Mary and Mary, that Jesus was alive, but they would not believe.
其实有人已经传扬，就是有些女人，包括这个玛丽，她说这个耶稣已经复活。
Their hearts had become calloused and hard.
那这些人的心地就变硬，他们不相信。
They don't want to be fooled or disappointed again.
他们不想被欺骗，就是不想再次失望。
This is such a common human reaction.
这个是人们常常对这个事情的反应。
You've been hurt by love, so you vow never to love again.
你如果被亲情、亲人所伤害，所以你可能会发誓，你再不要去爱别人。
A promise was violated, so you won't trust again.
如果别人对你的承诺没有实现，或者是被践踏，你可能再也不会去相信。
Your heart has been broken, and so now it becomes hardened.
你的心已经被伤过了，所以你的心就变硬了。So
hard, perhaps, that like these disciples, you can't see the truth when it's right in front of you.
那个心变成这样的坚硬，以至于即使在真实的真理之前，他们也看不见。
And you simply refuse to believe.
那仅仅的就是他们不愿意相信。
Now, if that has been bad news, and it is bad news,
如果这是一个坏消息，那确实对我们来说都是坏消息。
At this point in the passage, everything begins to change.
可是在这个时候，我们看到事情会发生变化。
And we begin to see the good news in this story.
那么我们马上就会看到有好的消息。
And we find this good news in a number of what we might call surprising discoveries.
那我们从一些事情上，我们说能看到这个好消息，这些事情我们说是很奇妙的发现。
we discover the surprising ways that Jesus encounters us in our despair.
我们看到这个耶稣用这个奇特的方法啊，来向这些门徒说话。
In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 12, verse 20, quoting Isaiah 42, we read that Jesus will not break a bruised reed or quench a smoldering wick.
在马太福音的十二章二十节，或者是引用这个以赛亚书里头讲，压伤的芦苇它不折断，将残的灯火它不吹灭。
And so the first surprising discovery is that in the midst of our despair, Jesus comes to us and walks with us.
那第一个奇妙的发现就是耶稣向我们走来，而且跟我们同行。
Look back at verse 15 in our passage.
我们再回到这个第十五节。
While they were talking and discussing together, Jesus himself drew near and went with them.
这里说正谈论先问的时候，耶稣亲自的就近他们，和他们同行。
Brothers and sisters, this is the first truth to hold on to during times of despair.
当我们遇到绝望的时候，有时候我们这是第一个我们看到的这个惊奇的发现。
Jesus walks with us even if we do not recognize him.
即使我们没有意识到耶稣也和我们同行。
Back in October, I visited the eastern part of Pennsylvania where I was raised.
在这个十月份的时候，去年十月的时候，我到东部这个访问这个宾州的东部在那里我是在那里长大的。
I went to the cemetery where my mother's ashes are buried to leave some flowers.
我在那里，我去我母亲的墓地献花。
And as I was there, I saw a monument with a beautiful poem that some of you may be familiar with. It's called Footprints.
在那里我看到一个石碑上刻着一个很有名的一个诗，那首诗可能大家都明白，叫做足迹，脚印。
Just adjacent to the place where my mother's ashes are buried.
那这首诗是这个刻在一个离我妈妈的墓地很近的一个石头上。
Let me read this, and we'll just go sentence by sentence so my brother can translate.
我可以跟大家念一下，然后我们一句一句的翻译。
One night a man had a dream.
那有一天晚上有一个人做了一个梦。
He dreamed he was walking along the beach with the Lord.
他做梦跟主一起在这个沙滩上行走。
Across the sky flashed scenes from his life.
那么在这个他的一生的一些时刻。
For each scene, he noticed two sets of footprints in the sand, one belonging to him and one belonging to the Lord.
那么在这些这个记忆当中，他看到有两行的脚印。
When the last scene of his life flashed before him, he looked back at the footprints in the sand.
那这个脚印就一直往前走，一直到最后是他生命的最后一部分。
He noticed that many times along the path of his life, there was only one set of footprints.
他就是看这些脚印的这个踪迹，有的时候是一行，有的时候是两行。
He also noticed that it happened at the very lowest and saddest times in his life.
那他注意到这些单行的这个脚印的时候，正是他生命中这个最困难、最伤心的时刻。
This really bothered him, and he questioned the Lord about it.
那这个他就不明白，所以他就问这个神。
Lord, you said that once I decided to follow you, you'd walk with me all the way.
他说：“主啊，你答应我，就是自从我跟随你的时候，你总是在我旁边行走。
But I've noticed that during the most troublesome times in my life, there is only one set of footprints.
但是我看到，就是在我困难的时候，我没有看到两行的脚印，我反而我只看到一行。
I don't understand why, when I needed you the most, you would leave me.
我不明白，当我最需要你的时候，你为什么离开我？”
And the Lord replied, "My precious, precious child, I love you and would never leave you during your times of trial and suffering."
那神就跟他说：“我亲爱的孩子，我这个，我一直爱你，我绝对不会离开你。”
When you see only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you.
当你看到那个一行脚印的时候，是在你最困难的时候，我是抱着你行走。
Brothers and sisters, let's remember this truth during those times of despair.
弟兄姐妹们，在这困难的时候，让我们记得这段经文。
During those times, those troublesome times of suffering in our lives.
在这个我们的生命中有困难有痛苦的时候。
That Jesus comes to us and he walks with us.
耶稣亲自的来就近我们，和我们一起同行。
Yes, and perhaps indeed at times carries us.
是的，有的时候他会把我们抱起来行走。
The second thing we discover is that Jesus meets us at our point of need.
第二个惊奇的发现就是这个耶稣这个会这个在我们需要的时候遇见我们。
We see this clearly in verse 25.
那我们在25节的时候就很清楚的能看到。
Jesus doesn't just rebuke the disciples here, he addresses their actual problem.
耶稣不仅是就是只是责备他们，而且把他们这个他们的问题讲清楚。
Their hardness of their hearts, their lack of faith, their refusal to believe what God had promised.
他们是缺乏这个信心，就是心里头刚硬。所以他们看不到这个神的同在。
What about you?
那对于你呢？
Are you prepared to trust God when he doesn't work according to your expectations?
那你是准备好相信耶稣在你的身边吗？
Let me invite you to turn in your Bibles to the Old Testament prophet Isaiah chapter 55.
那我请大家这个打开圣经，找到这个以赛亚书，第55章吧。
Isaiah 55, and we're going to look here at verses 8 and 9.
那我们就看这以赛亚书55章的第8到9节。
And we read these familiar words in Isaiah 55:8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
这段经文可能对大家都是比较熟的。耶和华说，我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。
So brothers and sisters, let me ask you, is God free to work outside of your expectations and timing?
那我问大家，这个是不是这个神在我们需要的时候，会这个出现在我们旁边，是我们所期待的。
During those times of despair, Jesus comes to us and he walks with us.
在我们困难的时候，耶稣就近我们。
Jesus meets us at our point of need and addresses our lack of faith.
耶稣向我们这个在我们需要的时候向我们说话，也告诉我们我们的这个我们的所要做的。
But the third surprising discovery is that Jesus' cure for a broken heart is a story, his story.
那第三个惊奇的发现就是耶稣来治好这些这两个门徒的问题是用一个故事的形式。
We see this in verses 26 and 27.
我们可以在26节可以到27节可以看。
Jesus tells his disciples a story that began with Moses and ends with himself.
那耶稣就告诉他们这个故事，这故事是从摩西开始到他本人结束。
And this is where we discover answers and learn what God is doing.
那么这个故事是说我们去发现并且了解主耶稣所做的一切。
It's in his story.
那这个是在他自己的故事里。
The answers are not found in our expectations or feelings, but in the story of the living word.
也就是答案不是在我们的期待的当中，而是在他自己的故事当中发现。
And the discovery that Jesus is alive removes the confusion and the sadness and the hopelessness and the blindness.
也就是耶稣他本人的这个对他是故事对他对耶稣的发现，这故事的发现，这个是把我们的困惑，把我们的这个把我们的困惑挪去，也把我们的这个心中的忧虑也挪去。
We can trust in Jesus because he lives.
我们可以相信耶稣，因为他是活着的耶稣。
And when we trust in Jesus, we discover something else.
当我们相信耶稣的时候，我们就会发现一些新的发现。
He is not only alive, he's also present in our lives.
他不光是活着的主，而且是在我们旁边的主。
We see this in verses 28 to 31.
我们可以在28章到这个到31节可以看到。
As Jesus breaks bread with his disciples, they finally recognize him.
当耶稣这个剥开饼来，然后这些门徒最后终于认出来他。
Brothers and sisters, do you recognize the presence of the living Lord Jesus in your life?
弟兄姐妹们，你有没有发现耶稣基督他是这个他是活着的，是在你的这个在你的旁边就会出现。
Those of us who trust in Jesus can have the assurance of his presence.
当我们相信耶稣，我们就会相信他的同在。
You see, a historical faith says Jesus lives.
我们知道一个历史的一个确据，就是耶稣还活着。
But a personal faith says Jesus lives in me. Hallelujah.
那这个人的信仰就是耶稣活着，他活在我的心中。
And that's why in our passage, Jesus' disappearance is just as important as his appearing.
那这就是这个故事里头三十节讲耶稣忽然不见了。这个重要性不亚于在于他和他们在一起的时候。
Because the disciples now know in their hearts where truth is perceived, they know in their hearts that Jesus is alive and present.
因为这个意味着这两个信徒在他们的心里知道耶稣是活着的，而且跟他们同在。
Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked to us on the road, while he opened to us the scriptures?
这个不同意，这个耶稣跟他们说话，一直跟他们的经历。
Brothers and sisters, as we close, let me just share this thought.
当我们结束的时候，让我跟大家分享下面的一些想法。
What is true for us personally in this passage is also true for us as a church body.
这个故事里头的真理 对个人来说，是不是对这个我们教会也是一样的？
Jesus is alive and he's with you.
耶稣是活着的，而且呢，他和我们同在。
He walks with you.
他和我们同行。
He meets you at your point of need.
他在我们需要的时候出现。
He invites you to be part of his story.
他也邀请你啊。 当成他故事里的一部分,
to be part of history.
成为历史的一部分,
and he assures you of his presence.
那他确信和我们一起同在。
And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ.
那我确信啊, 那耶稣基督在你们心中动工, 一定会, 会有一个好的结果。
Amen. I trust that you'll be encouraged today.
我相信大家会, 因着今天的信息受鼓励。
Even during those times of despair.
即使我们面临着困惑, 面临着绝望。
That Jesus walks with you.
那耶稣和我们同行。
That he's there to address the needs in your life.
他在我们需要的时候会向我们说话，向我们表明我们的所需。
To remind you of his story, invite you to be part of his story.
向我提醒我们他的故事，也让我们成为他故事里的一部分。
And to assure you of his presence.
他也向我们确信他的同在。
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm.